I hope your day is full of handcuffs and butt plugs and whips and chains and lube. Gotta have lube and anal beads and butt plugs. Did I already say butt plugs? I'm really not sure. And bras and thongs and boxers and slutty shoes. Pleasers. That's what they're called. You know, those stripper heels. Hope your day is full of pleasers. What's up, my little Shanksters? It is I, Shank, reporting live from Shanksville for a new episode of Shank with the one, the only Josh Potter. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Josh Potter, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, I am coming to Chandler, Arizona. That's right, Chandler, Arizona. June 23rd and June 24th with Kim Congdon. We are co-headlining in Arizona. It's going to be super fun. Also, this bitch merch just dropped. There's a link to it. We'll link to it. It's in the description and we'll put something here. Then also, what else is there? Patreon.com/Sarah Weinschenk. Make sure to subscribe for that. And before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Josh Potter, there's just one thing I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh yeah. Look down at your feet right now. Are you wearing socks? If you're not wearing socks, ask yourself why, you dirty little piggy. Cover those toes. Can't be walking around with your toe candy out for people. Cover it up. Shop OYASocks.com. Shop OYEAH.com. That's 3 O's, H-Y-E-A-H. YEAH.com, discount code Sarah10. We have so many different socks to choose from, whether you're into Mr. Rogers or aliens. There's a pair of socks for you. One of my favorite pairs are the Brady Bunch socks. Whatever you're into, shop socks. They make you great gifts for dads, for grads, for, oh, sorry, I fucked your boyfriend. Oh, sorry, I didn't text you back. Oh, sorry, I forgot your birthday. I'm a horrible person. Please have a pair of socks. All right, guys, that's all. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Josh Potter. Here it is, guys. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinschenk, and today's guest is the one, the only Josh Potter.
It's me.
The little roach.
The little roach is here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you on the pod.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I get to hang out with my friend.
Well, that's good. I like that,
you know,
too.
You know, sometimes when you get when you start a pod, you go, oh, well, we don't really have much in common. And now I still have 45 minutes of talking to your ass.
Well, that's the thing. I try to keep my guests finite to my friends, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be sitting there and then be like, what the hell do I talk to this guy about?
There's nothing worse. I'd be like, I actually would prefer to talk by myself in my room and rock back and forth.
Yeah, I don't know. I can talk alone to a camera, I guess, instead most of the time.
You can talk alone to a camera. Not everyone can talk alone to a camera.
Yeah, that's true. Today, I can't even talk to another person, let alone a camera.
Why? What's happening?
I haven't slept, I feel like, in like forever. I was going through a thing where I was sleeping too much.
Oh, and depression.
Exactly. That's what they call it. And now I'm on the other side of it. And I didn't sleep at all.
We got to figure out what's going on.
Well, I know what's going on. I'm what's depressed, but I...
Should we get you medicated?
I'm wondering about that.
Roach takes Prozac?
The roach on Zoloft.
Yeah.
I don't know what the medication would be, but...
Well, I don't either, but...
I took 2 Advil PMs to try and sleep. It didn't work. Stayed up right through them.
The roach is resistant to the vil.
Yeah. I'm getting stronger. I'm like, the poison doesn't kill me anymore. Advil PM, I can't even like, I'll take it and it's just like, ooh, that was nice. That was a nice little downer a little bit, but no, I didn't sleep at all.
You didn't sleep a wink.
Not a wink.
What does Potter do when he can't sleep? Do you pace the halls, scuttle around?
Go on YouTube. How much pornography can I watch in a 6-hour span?
So much porn?
Not really, but...
Do you watch a lot of porn?
No, sometimes to try and sleep, though.
Yeah, what is that? It's like a bedtime story for an adult. You're like, let me just masturbate until I'm asleep.
Yeah, if I come while I sleep, it's worth a try.
It's worth a try. It is worth a try.
Is it too early to talk about masturbating in the program?
No, this is Shank,
this
baby.
This is way after she already was like, I hope you have... a wonderful day of bubbles. Pornography. Hey,
Maybe I will make it a porno intro. Yeah. Hope your day is full of deep throats.
Yeah, that'd be wild.
I hope your day.
That's going to get you flagged on the old YouTube.
If I say anal beads in the intro, do I get flagged? That gets you flagged?
I think so. I don't know what the rules
are. Who makes the rules at fucking YouTube? You can say anal beads deep into the pod, but you can't open with the beads.
We need to get government. I mean, I'm not one for government regulations, but
me either.
I feel like they need a little something. We need some rules though at YouTube that are universal and well known. And not just arbitrary.
They are very arbitrary.
Yeah, according to like one person watching it at that moment.
They're like, actually, no, you can't put a little clip from a song from 10 years ago in here. And you're like, yeah. Oh, it's just like a 10-second clip. I thought I could.
Not only that, it's like, well, Sally from Rhode Island came across your video and she thought it was offensive. So therefore it is. She reported you.
Some bitch named
Sally.
Now
you
Sally.
Have a strike. How's that sound?
Well, this is the thing. If Sally was getting fucked on the reg, right. She wouldn't be reporting.
If Sally knew the joy of anal beads, she wouldn't be so offended by the word.
I wish I liked anal beads.
I don't know that I wish I did, but that's an interesting.
But like, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I've tried and I've been like, eh.
How many beads?
Not beads. I mean, I haven't gotten involved with. I meant plugs.
Oh, the plugs. There's girls that are wearing these around just to the store.
And what the fuck is wrong with them?
You don't like that?
No, you're not. You don't wear an anal bead to the store.
I've dated it's not a bead. It's a plug. And I've dated a girl that would wear them. She's like, it's in now. And you'd be like, we're at Denny's. This is crazy.
She's getting her asshole ready at Denny's.
I don't know. That was just a pull. I mean, just think of anywhere.
A rooty tooty, fresh and fruity.
We're grocery shopping right now, and she's just got a butt plug in, you know?
Okay, what do you think about the butt plugs that have, like, animal tails?
I mean, I don't care. I mean, they're there. I've seen those. Yes.
I'm like, well, do you just want to be an animal?
Is that why you're wishing you...
like them? Yeah. I would.
I want to wear
a tail. Can we look up butt plugs, animal butt plugs, please?
So you're just adverse to them all the way around, not even...
I just don't like having walking around with something in my ass if I don't have to.
Well, yeah, but most people, I would venture to guess, aren't walking around with them.
Whoa.
They keep them for the sexy times.
See, I like the pink one.
What is that?
I don't know. It's like a clueless butt plug.
But it's like you're just like a mythical squirrel. With
yeah.
For obvious reasons. I'm going to try to find some pictures that we can show you guys.
Okay.
Oh, I don't even know what we're looking at here, to be quite honest with you. I can't tell. These look like tails. This looks like taxidermy. It doesn't look like
it
sex
doesn't look
toys.
Like sex. But that's why I like the pink one.
Sure.
So is this like level 10 furry, do you think? Like, is it?
I think this is like, I'm not a furry yet.
Well, no, furries aren't. Is furry always sexual, or are they just like, sometimes it's just about the costumes?
Furries?
I don't know. Hold on. Drew, what do you think?
Maybe it's just how you were hurt growing up.
Well, because I thought furries, I thought there are some furries that are very like, they get very angry with you when you discuss the sex part of it.
Yeah, well, I think there's two types of furries, and like there's furries who, I think there's a way to tell people what type of furry you are. I remember one of my ex telling me this.
Okay.
He was deep in he knew a lot about furries.
Well, what I'm going to guess is these butt plugs are for the people who, like I was saying, wear them all the time just to like go for a ride in the car.
Like, I'm going to wear my fancy tail to Trader Joe's.
Exactly. These are the ones that go, I want everyone to know. That I'm wearing a butt plug.
Why do they let it hang out of there?
I don't know. I don't. I've never been lucky enough to date one who wears a tail.
A tail queen?
Yeah, if you're out there, tail queen, hit me in the DMs. But I would say, so you, I mean, this isn't, normally you just wear this for
butt stuff.
Sexy times.
Yeah, I don't have the urge to wear anything in my butt. Unless it was like my husband and it was like our anniversary and he's like, can you please put this in your butt?
No, sure. I mean, it's not a comfortable thing. I would imagine you have to be a special sort to enjoy.
But that's after like, you know, I've already had his kid. Then I'll wear the tail.
Oh, I see.
I'll wear the tail, honey, after I've already had
put
your baby
in this womb, and I'll put a tail in my butt.
Yeah, exactly.
A ring on the finger and a tail in the butt. But that's the only one you'd go for. There's the other ones with like the gems. They have diamonds.
What?
And stuff. Not diamonds, but you know, they have like, you know, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Maybe the diamonds are a little less scary than the tail. Maybe there's something off.
Well, the diamond ones
are... I'm kink-shaming myself in real time.
The diamond ones are the ones where, like, when they show them to you, you're like, ooh, there's a little sparkly thing in there.
That's, yeah, I do like sparkly things.
See, like that, yeah. Mm.
I've seen these a lot. These are very popular at the strip club.
Yes, strippers wear them.
What? They're on the pole with a plug in their butt?
That's for their own little joy. And then they can show them off. They go, look what I got.
and then everyone tips them more.
Yeah, that's what they think. But really, I'm just saying, like, I would rather see the hole.
Actually, some of them.
Stop censoring yourself, Queen.
Yeah, I mean.
Show us everything. Wait, the butthole? I mean, I do like the gem, the heart gem.
Yeah. Now she's...
I'm butt plug shopping.
Butthole shopping?
I'm shopping for a new butthole.
We gotta glam up this butthole.
Why wouldn't
church
we?
Church it up. So yeah, they got all different gauges.
Drip out this butt. This butt stay drippy. That's so gross.
Yeah. Butt drip is... it's taking on many different forms of words. I don't understand that. I guess if you're into
I do like shiny things, so now it's just distracting and I keep wanting to look over to the plugs.
Well, shiny things, to the wall tails. Of plugs. They have different gauges though. You don't have to get the huge one. You can get a small one. I mean, now these things are becoming so almost like cliche. You see these all around, you know?
Earring. What do you mean, you guys? You guys are acting like you just walk down the street and you see like five plugs.
There's like a few. If a girl's into those things, they're wearing them quite often. It's almost like
this feels dirty.
It is dirty. It's like the little secret. It's like a dirty little thing.
And then what? And then they take it out and then they got to clean the butt plug. Where does the butt plug go in the in-between time?
We don't ask how the sausage was made, you know? I mean,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're the one who would have to be wearing it. So I'd imagine you'd need to know all the
processes. I don't
think
I'm going to be wearing one of those.
Not even the tail anymore? The tail's out too?
I'm wearing the tail to the DMV.
Yeah. You're in line at Chase Bank and you see a tail, you know, coming out of the shorts.
I go, you go, girl.
You got to cut a little hole in your clothes, I think.
So
the tail comes out.
Yeah, otherwise it's just like bunched in your jeans.
Yeah.
What is that? Did you shit your pants? Oh, that's my tail. What? It's
bunched up in your jeans. That's
not
so
not my butt plug bunched in my jeans. That was a literal nightmare.
So you're anti them. That's what we've learned.
I mean, we really went in for anal talk. You're right. We really just got right in there.
I know. Sorry about your ads. It's going to be limited, I'm afraid.
That's okay. All right. So if you had to be I already know the answer to this, so I take it back.
Ooh, I want to know what the question is just because now you think.
What
you
kind of animal would you be?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me what was the answer.
Well, I thought you're already a roach.
Sure, but that's been put upon me, really. It's not exactly what I would like. Oh, if I was doing Animorphs, I don't know that would be the thing that I chose.
Oh, well, what is the thing that you choose?
I don't know. I mean, animals are so ugh and be a terrible existence. I'm not saying they're ugh. I love animals. I want to pet them and hold them and love them.
Okay.
To be one is awful. Like what? I guess I'd want to be a dog that lives in like civilization. Now,
lives in a Beverly Hills house.
What am I going to be? I want to be like a small dog that like a girl.
That a hot chick has.
Puts in a suitcase. Exactly. Then I get to like go around and be like.
Yeah. and cuddle, put your motorboater.
Normal. Exactly. And I live in a fucking cush tower, like a plush tower or whatever, you know? But like regular animals in the wild. What a terrible life. I mean, you have to
that's such a strong opinion because I feel the opposite.
Why? What animal do you want to be? And I'm not going to like shame you for it, but I am curious. What wild animal?
Hummingbird.
How long does a hummingbird live? Let's Google that.
Oh, no, don't kill the
dream. Also, how often are hummingbirds? Isn't there another bird that comes around and just goes like, "Roosh," and grabs them when they're like in a flower?
Oh my God, the hummingbird life expectancy is only 3 to 5 years. I'm out.
Exactly. And you're terrified the entire time. Oh, so you can go put your nose in like some nectar once in a while?
But like, I feel like you're not necessarily terrified. You're like, I can fly. Oh, flowers. That's cool. That's what I think.
Where do they go when they're not at the flower?
Nest?
Are they always just like, they just zoom off and then you're
like, they zoom off. I feel like I have the same attention span.
They're like this. They fly like this.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, like all of a sudden they leave and you're like, are they just around the world? Like glitching out like all the time. That seems stressful.
I relate to that type of frenetic energy.
Yeah. But do you want to live in it in a bird body too? Wouldn't you pick something that you're a little more relaxed since you already understand this energy?
Okay. I'm switching.
Okay.
My bee.
I'm ready. I'm here for it.
those red pandas. Do you know what those are?
Oh, yeah.
The endangered species?
Are they? Maybe.
The red ones, like they have...
That!
Oh, that's cute.
That's what I identify as.
I feel like
I identify as a red panda.
I feel like they've got, you know, decades upon decades of being horrifically poached by hunters and things like that.
Not me. I feel like, look, he's asleep in the tree. He eats a couple berries.
That's cute. But also, like, I don't know. You want to sleep outside? I'm glad I'm a human being. So glad.
Some days I'm a human being, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Other days I'm like, to be a dumb bird. Just like, bzz, bzz, bzz. Ooh, a flower. And then that seems like a nice vacation.
Birds are like lizards. They're like,
ooh.
They're like dinosaurs. So they're all like, you know, I don't know. Birds freak me out. I don't like them.
Can't tell you what, though. Things are getting weird with me. You know, why? I know. Because I thought I started following different bearded dragon accounts. And I'm like, if I don't have a kid, I'm going to become like a weird lizard lady.
No, you're not.
I think.
No, the second.
They're so cute. They put a little bow on them and they have bugs.
Yeah, but you're going to feed a lizard bugs, Sarah?
No.
Well, then how's it going to eat? You got to go buy flies at the store.
I need to get rich so I can have an assistant feed my lizard bugs and then I could put bow ties on them.
Like even, so we were at Whitney's house for a party and Sarah wanted to kidnap one of Whitney's ducks. And I was like, we're just going to have a duck in the car? I mean, like, let's think about this. What do we take the duck? To your house? Now there's a duck in your house? And then we asked Whitney's assistant, Grace, like, what does she feed the ducks? And it was like, mealworms. You're going to go buy mealworms for the duck? You're just going to feed it bread so it gets bloated and
Say the D word. I was so sad. I knew you were going to say the D word. Dies.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you feed ducks bread all the time.
Well, I was, in my imagination, I guess it wasn't my imagination. Yeah, I was going to be making the duck quesadillas. We were going to be...
was going to eat quesadillas?
Or are you going to
make quesadillas out of the duck?
I was gonna make quesadillas and then give the little to the duck. And it was going to be our little secret.
And then you're going to, what's
you
in
like
the
that,
quesadilla?
Mr. Duck?
Chicken?
Chicken.
<It's> cannibal work. You're making it a cannibal. It's eating its own kind. Do you like that duck? Guess what's in there? You.
No, that's sad.
Carne asada, different animal. Now what's up? You don't even know what to think, duck.
Yeah, you would never normally get carne. But since you're my duck daughter, now you do.
What would happen if a duck ate meat? That's so weird to me. I guess nothing.
But. I mean, in my head, I was going to be hanging out with the duck. We were going to be painting each other's nails, doing sleepover stuff, tarot cards. Like, it was a whole thing. And then, remember what you said?
No.
Because Kim wanted to take a duck, too.
Oh, well, Kim wanted to, you. Well, once you two started talking together, Kim's like, yeah, let's steal a duck. And I was like, Kim doesn't want a duck. She just wants to steal something. And Sarah wants a duck.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, you both were like, yeah, that's what we want.
Yeah. And then they were like, you have to take all of the ducks. You can't just take one of the ducks. So quickly, the dream shattered. Because to go from having one duck to three ducks is a bit much. Is that?
Was it my phone? It couldn't have been. No one talks to me.
I'm turning it off.
It wasn't mine. No, it's the thing I wanted you to get into your head was, I don't know. I feel like
Sorry.
That's your phone is going bananas.
My phone's going off, sweetie.
Yeah, over here. Mine's like cricket sounds and not the ones that you program for when you get notifications. Speaking of crickets, you're going to feed a lizard?
No, I'm crickets? Not. I'm not. I take it back. I just want to dress up a lizard in a bow tie and take pictures.
All
of
you
it.
Have to do to dissuade Sarah from something like this is just to give her the one step further.
The reality?
Yeah.
When you say the reality of the situation, I'm like a little kid. I'm like, yeah, let's get an iguana. It'll be so much fun.
An iguana? Oh,
and then I'm like, no. Wait, question. Can you hit some of the things on the soundboard so we can have fun with them?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. I think
that's how you work your soundboard. Xavier, just
not
push
that one.
Buttons. Ooh.
Yes. Is that not pumping you up right now?
I don't know that it's pumping me up necessarily. Okay. Do you play that sound when you like wake up in the morning to like get out of bed? You're like, yeah, it's like Oprah.
Cheering.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just under my bed playing the sounds for me.
He's
so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah, I like how you just have a soundboard. You're like, Xavier, just push some buttons. That's the purpose
of it. I was
like,
because there is one, the music one. Do you know which one that is?
Let me find it. You know what, Josh? You have such a good like morning radio voice.
Hey, how are you, folks? Welcome to Shank, Sarah Wineshank's podcast, where she talks about iguanas and being a bird and butt plugs.
And butt plugs. We really are covering a lot. To start,
we'll
be
right back.
That was so good. See, that's what I was looking for. Specifically that one, but I didn't know how to articulate I wanted that one.
The music?
Yeah. I guess that would have been the way. Do you know which one has the music?
It is like game showy music.
It is. It's fun.
I should get some of that.
A soundboard? You have something.
No. I just got one of these soundboards with the buttons. I got to fill all the buttons up. So I got to come up with new ones.
What would you name your emo band?
Oh my God. That's a question. I know. It's like a thing I have to like spend 4 days in a cabin thinking about. I can't just come up with a name
you
for my
can't.
Emo band. I did have a fake emo band. Me and my friend Chris, we started playing guitar. Didn't get very far. And we were like, we had a band before we had the guitars and the band was
Wait,
called.
Wait, what do you mean? You had a band?
Like me and him and I were like, we're a band. That's all we did. We didn't have any songs. We had fake songs, but
we're a band.
We're a band, and the band was called Semicolon.
That's a good
and
band
it,
name.
And you didn't even write semicolon. It was just the punctuation.
Oh, the concept was there.
Yeah, right. Because semicolon is not the end of a sentence. It's the continuation of one.
Okay. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something though for real?
I was in eighth grade when I came up with that.
The semicolon is my favorite punctuation mark. I try to use it as much as possible.
Really?
When Kim and I are writing, I try to squeeze in semicolon. She goes, I don't think we need that there.
In a script?
In a script.
You don't, in a script.
She goes, just a comma would be fine.
No actor's like, oh, thank God for that semicolon. I wouldn't have known.
In my head, I like to insert as many semi, it's one of my favorite signs.
If you're writing a book, then it's a little more impressive. They don't see the semicolon in when they're watching your film or whatever.
The semicolon, but it helps break up the sentence.
Sure, but it's usually, and this is like, I recall a few English teachers telling me this. It's usually not necessarily used properly. It's like you're just throwing that in there to break up a run-on sentence that could have been broken up into two
sentences.
That
seems right. I feel like the semicolon, maybe I'm just blown away that you had a band named Semicolon, and Semicolon has been one of my favorite punctuations.
It's my favorite punctuation too, and it's because what it represents. Rule, use a semicolon. Now we went from anal beads to English class. I was like,
rule.
Well, technically, it's really just misused when run-on sentences are very prevalent. Not joined by a coordinating conjunction. Conjunction, junction.
What's your
I still don't
function?
Know that. I still don't understand that school of rock song.
Conjunction. What
but
is
it's
your...
the main one. It's the main school of rock
and song. And then there's that Bill song.
That's the other. What's the B side? Yeah, I'm just a bill.
Yeah.
I don't remember how that one goes either. In terms of like what it actually, like a bill is just the, like a law that's going to get passed or whatever. I figured it all out through that. And then I go to Congress. Or
yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't remember. School of Rock didn't really penetrate me that well, other me than the either. Hooks. You know?
Because you know why? Because I was like, still, I don't like the fact the word school is in here.
Right.
On my Saturday.
You're not tricking me, cartoons.
Nice try.
Sesame Street. You got me for years. You got me for years. But I was forced to watch that as a child. That's how my parents knew I needed glasses.
Why?
Because I was right up on Sesame Street.
You were?
Yeah, I was just getting real close to Big Bird.
No.
And they're like, he's sitting real close to the TV.
What are your favorite? What were your favorite Sesame Street? Rank the Sesame Street characters.
Ooh, that's good. I'm going to go number one, and this might be hindsight 2020 or like revisionist thinking, but number one, Oscar the Grouch.
Same.
We can't. I wonder, I hear, now this is just maybe something I dreamt about, or maybe it's not true, but I hear they've made Oscar less grouchy.
Because of
woke times.
I have an issue with that. Can we do a Google search and find out if that's true?
I want to make Oscar more grouchy.
Same.
I think he should be more edgy. He was kind of edgy back in the day.
He was like punk rock.
What if he was like, that's how they teach like racism. Like Oscar's like, hey, get the black kid out of here. And they're like, hey, Oscar, that's not nice. We don't look at people and judge them by the color of their skin. And then he has to be like, ah, yeah, you're right. You know, that's like what the...
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Is Oscar the Grouch still grouchy?
Is that really odd there? I thought I, like, imagined. Sometimes I'm on the internet, and I don't know that's if I'm awake or sleeping. A real ask. Tyler Durden moment. Yeah. What does it say in that
song? Oscar is so grouchy that we can't imagine him having a family, but he does. His mother, Mrs. Grouch, likes to drop in on him frequently to make sure he's still as grouchy as
well,
ever.
Well, that's what mothers do.
They love to make you grouchy.
Yeah. Are My you mother a- will text me every now and then just to make sure I'm grouchy.
Yeah. Okay, so Oscar's first.
Yeah, he's great. I love Grover. Not Grover. Yes, Grover. Elmo. I was going to put Elmo there. But here's the thing. I don't love Elmo.
Why?
I don't know. I'm slighting them all as I think of them. Because I was going to say Ernie and Bert, but that would just be like a cliche thing. I do like them, but.
Can we get a full list of the Sesame Street characters?
Big Bird's dope. Big Bird's a dope. I like Snuffleupagus. He was cool because he was always like, his eyes were always look like they're stone. And he's like, hey, Big Bird. And he was always like chill.
And
as
he's
fuck.
Extinct.
Well, there's Isn't no such like thing a as a Snuffleupagus.
Oh, I
in
thought
real
he was
life.
Supposed to be a woolly mammoth.
Well, he's a Snuffleupagus.
I like that.
Yeah, he's a fake thing.
Okay.
You know, there's no real, like, Big Bird's not what that, there's no bird like that that's 7 foot tall.
This guy, the Count.
He's up there, Count, but he's always counting. So he's really one note. He doesn't really, like, do much. There's no depth there. It's like, he's like a, he's kind of like a cokehead. You know what I mean? He's like, one line of coke. And then, there was a character on the radio show that I used to work on. This is what made me love them when I was like 16. They did a bit about, because there was a character coming into Sesame Street that had AIDS. So they were just
full
like,
blown AIDS on Sesame Street.
So there was like a person, like a real person. Oh. Maybe there was a Muppet. I don't know. To introduce the concept of AIDS, there was like an episode, a heavy episode coming. So they wrote like a Sesame Street parody and they made the Count have AIDS.
No.
And his name was Count Hivula. I don't know what. But so he would count backwards his T cells.
No.
It was the funniest bit.
What is
I was like, I would play it for my dad and be like, this is so funny. And then that's what made me want to get a job with them.
That's amazing. You know? I feel like it would be like, you know, you make it if you're on Sesame Street. Like, I saw a clip of Julia Roberts on Sesame Street talking to Elmo, and I was like, that shit's cool.
I wonder, do they put, like, TikTokers, like Josh Richards, does he go on Sesame Street now? You
That'd
know what I mean?
Amazing.
Like, who's the
Logan
people that
Paul.
They put on there? Yeah,
Logan Paul. Paul sits down with Oscar the Grouch. I'm watching that. I have questions.
Now, in Buffalo, because we got Canadian TV,
yeah,
there was a Canadian Sesame Street, and there was French characters.
Now that is intriguing.
And they would teach you French. I don't remember. I just remember them being like Trois? Saying like, yeah, like, I remember them counting in French and I remember oui? Them saying like, je suis là. And then they would say something with the production company's name was French. And it would say it at the end. It'd be like, je suis là, oui, or something like that. And it would be like, but there was like a specific, there was like a Big Bird. If you type in French Canadian Sesame Street, there was like Marceau, I think his name was. He was like a little rat or something. I don't know. But he was like a French, he was like the main character. They're like, sure, sure, we'll have Big Bird. We'll have all the hits, but we need our own guy.
Oh.
So it was like different. They would do different shit for Canadian. They'd be like, universal healthcare. What is that? You know, they would talk about all kinds of
stuff. Yeah. I mean, to me, the
thought, okay, Sesame that's Park, cute. They call it. That's
no. Funny.
I couldn't remember. I mean, they would, I, it would just be
Sesame like, Park. If I'm Sesame Street, I'm not thrilled.
Who's that guy right there? What's that guy's name? Down here on the.
Basil. Oh, I've Basil. Seen that. I've seen him.
Yeah.
These counterfeit characters.
yeah, these. It's Sesame Street bootleg. If you bought it on Wish.
Bootleg Sesame Street. I also okay.
There's the Drake from the the Drake Muppet from Degrassi, also Canadian. A lot of wheelchair centric stuff in the old Canadian programming.
Yeah, they're inclusive. One they thing are. About these Canadians.
Oh, Canadians love by the like in radio. If you're playing, if you're a Canadian's radio station, you have to play. At the time, it was 35% of your music has to be by Canadian artists. So you'd get a bunch of dog shit, obviously, in there just because they have to fill a quota, you know?
I feel like maybe Canada's the move.
What do you mean, to go to Canada?
Go to Canada, oh, get some health care.
Be Jim Carrey.
Is that what he did?
No, he was Canadian. He came up in Canada. But there's so many Canadian comedians and artists that are like, get me out of here.
Yeah, all of the Canadian performers that I've talked to have said that being in the U.S. is better.
Yeah. Capitalism.
And that's on capitalism. Okay, that's Sesame Street. Now I'm going to ask you to rank your Muppets. This is maybe even a harder task.
No, the Muppets are a little, they have more depth to them. They're like, their characters are a little more developed because Sesame Street's for children very young. So like they never really, like there's I said, Muppet. The count's just counting. Big Bird's like a dumb bird who's like learning things.
Big Bird's not my favorite.
He's no one's, I don't think he's anyone's favorite.
I think it's Oscar.
Yeah.
And then it's.
That's because we're adults though. I think
Elmo.
Like, Elmo's classic, you know.
Cookie Monster.
I used to be able to do that laugh, and I think I smoked too many cigarettes. I was thinking about trying it, and I was like, don't just pull that out. I don't know that I can do it. It's so
It's okay if it doesn't
morning.
Work. It doesn't work.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, then we just move on to talking Muppets.
I used to be so much better.
It used to be that's pretty good.
Maybe like, Elmo, no want to have sex with child predator.
That is good. Yeah. You should do voiceover stuff.
Elmo on the phone. Yeah, I used to do Elmo on the phone.
E true yeah. Hollywood story.
Elmo, no one hand of child predator in him.
All right. So
the Muppets, you mean like Miss Piggy in the lot?
Yeah. For me, Miss Piggy's number one.
Miss Piggy's number one?
Whoa, I feel a lot of judgment.
Is it just because she's a girl?
No, because I identify as her.
I don't know.
When she's like, I like that. She's always fashionable. She's cool.
I feel like she's so bipolar, though. She's like up, she's down. She's
relatable.
Left, she's okay.
Miss Piggy's number one for me, and you're not going to take that.
I would never try. I'm trying to think. Let me see here. I can't think of their fucking. I want to say Fozzie the bear, but.
Nice night comedian, right?
Yeah, but he's also dark. A little on too often. That's the thing. Like,
and he bombs all the time. Isn't everyone just throwing tomatoes at him?
Yeah, that's why I don't really like vibe with his
energy
necessarily.
Animal.
Animal's coked out of his fucking head.
Animal might be on PCP.
Who's? I guess I'm a Gonzo guy.
Loved Gonzo.
Gonzo's the only level-headed guy. He's got that nose.
Gonzo is a dick for a nose.
Sure. Hey, whatever. Maybe he gets the ladies.
Number one for me too, actually. No.
Maybe he gets the ladies. He's like, hey, I'm on the nose.
Sit on my nose.
The nose gets the chicks.
Okay. So Gonzo's number one for you. Miss Piggy's number one for me.
I also like the band guys that are like clearly stoners. And they're just like all in that band. There's the chick with the lips is in the band.
Janice. She looks like she's got DSLs.
I'm not going to be Janice, but I'd like to fuck Janice. So I'd like to be the same type
of
Muppet.
We all
want to
fuck Janice.
I'd like to be the same type of Muppet as Janice. So it's not like, you know, weird.
Well, nothing's weird unless you shame yourself.
I know that, but I'm just saying I want to be in the band with her. So maybe I get a shot. I don't know who.
You could be Janice's groupie.
Animals in the band? Animals in the band, but I'm a drummer. I'm going to be like the bass player or something.
Okay. Who else? Who's that?
I don't know. He wasn't
Floyd
a main character.
Pepper?
Maybe.
Okay.
Would never be able to know their name. Even if you told me, no, his name is, I would never.
Okay. So that's your number two?
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. My number two is Gonzo. Miss Piggy, Gonzo.
I like how we're doing like, we should have did like a draft. We have to draft the Muppets.
Should we start over?
No.
I noticed you guys are staying away from Kermit. Is that too on the nose?
Kermit's actually
I'm working
cool.
my way to him.
Okay.
Kermit's kind of cool. He'll be up there. He's top five.
Yeah,
for
he's
sure.
gotta be top five. Okay.
Yeah, he's the man, but he's, you know, he's kind of neurotic.
Okay, it's your number three.
Yeah, I would take probably Kermit.
Kermit's also my number three.
And then Animal's like a glue guy. I'd like Animal to come hang out with me, but I'm not trying to be Animal.
I like Animal. I feel like you could just bring him places and be like, sorry about my friend.
I think I'd rather be like, oh, Animal's going to be at the party? Cool. I don't want to bring him anywhere. I'd be like, oh, Animal's going to be there? Oh, this night's going to be crazy.
One thing about Animal, he slays puss.
I don't know that he's no, I think he's more maybe he could be like one of those goofy guys that just like all of a sudden they're just throwing pussy at this guy.
Yeah, that's what I
think. And he's probably got a big dick.
And he doesn't care. So all the hoes are after him.
Yeah, he is goofy drummer
energy.
Yes, exactly.
And then okay, so Animal. Is that your fourth?
Yeah,
Animal. Both of us have the same third and fourth. Interesting. And Miss Piggy's not even on your list. Wow, Miss Piggy.
No, Janice is like five if we're going to put a woman up there.
Okay.
I mean, Janice is a babe and she's chill.
We like a chill energy. Okay, then I'm...
Miss Piggy's too much for me.
Okay, for the last one, this is really, really hard for me.
Get medicated, Miss Piggy.
I'm either going Statler and Waldorf, the old guys who are always watching, or the Swedish Chef. The Swedish Chef is one of my favorite characters, though.
I thought you were going to say Dave Getz. What a Muppet. Look at that Muppet.
No. I don't know. Between what's better, Statler and Waldorf have to be, they're like iconic.
Yeah, they are Muppets. I don't ever think of them as Muppets because they're
human?
People. Yeah, it's weird that they made them human being Muppets. They're like caught between this...
The two
they're
realms.
Two worlds. Yeah. They're like in limbo. I feel bad for them. That's why they're so upset about
this. They're non-binary.
Show. Yeah, they're really...
they're
like,
not Muppets.
They can't
not...
identify as a Muppet nor
or
a person.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, the Eagle is more of a dude than them, really.
The Eagle is one of my favorite characters, too, though. I'm noticing that it's harder to do this than it is Sesame Street for me. Okay, so... The last one I'm going to go Swedish Chef because I watch Swedish Chef and I get pure joy when he's like in the kitchen. What, can you pull up the Swedish Chef?
I know.
I need a visual.
It's fun that gives you joy.
How could it
he's
not?
He's chaos to me. He's just nonsense and chaos. He's like squeeby.
Yeah. Even just like a gif of him.
Him just bopping around with his hat flopping. That makes Mama smile.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And look at his mustache. I'm like, what is he cooking? Look at him. He's just like, how could that not make you smile? And if you, that,
no, he's great.
A Swedish fish doesn't make you.
Swedish fish?
Swedish, what is it? Chef? Swedish chef? Same shit. If it doesn't make you smile, you're dead inside.
No, he's great.
Okay.
That's true. He's wonderful.
Look at him.
Does he cook anything successfully? I know he's always like.
No. Look at him here.
Like a. Bird will get out of the stove and he'll be like, oh, and then he'll like.
He seems dumb.
They're all pretty.
Not Miss Piggy. And not Kermit.
Kermit's, he's smart. Miss Piggy, get on some stabilizers, lady.
She does. She might need a mood stabilizer, an SSRI or like something.
That would be a great Muppets episode.
Miss Piggy.
It's on SSRI.
Miss Piggy gets her personality
you
disorder.
You should write an episode for the...
Oh my God, adult. We start writing like our own version of Sesame Street.
Hey, these are the things that gave us lessons as a child. They should give us lessons as an adult.
Right. Like Fozzie's bear Fozzie needs to be come out as being trans.
He does his taxes, Fozzie. I have all these 1099s. What do I do?
Gets a tomato thrown at him. Okay, so we need your last...
Oh, I got to pick another one? Jesus, I'm running out of Muppets here.
No, you, yeah, right? Because the last one you picked was what? Did we ignore Cookie Monster? That's Sesame Street.
Yeah, Cookie Monster we ignored. I ignored him a great deal.
Oh, I feel bad about that.
Why?
Because he's still...
You're an enabler. You want him to eat more cookies?
Yeah, I'm trying to have him get full-blown diabetes.
They're all drug addicts at the end of the day, these Sesame Streets.
Right, like humans.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I see a lot of myself in all these characters.
I guess that's true.
I'm animal. There's a little bit of Fozzie in me. There's a little bit of Miss Piggy in me. You know what I mean? Like, if you had to identify as some of the Muppets, which ones?
I guess I'm a Kermit, like I said. Scooter, probably. That's what my mom called me when I was a kid, Scooter, which is like, it just, that unlocked a core memory that I don't enjoy.
You know what? You know what's weird when people would call you Squirt?
I got Squirt. That one too every now
what's
and then.
Up, Squirt? It's like,
it's like,
excuse
ew,
me?
I'm the jizz that came out of my father still. Is that what that means?
Like, that is so gross.
Are you calling me jizz right now? That's what I want a little kid to say right back to one of those freaks. Are you a pedophile?
Oh my God. Okay. You need your last one, I think.
You're really holding me to this.
I am.
I guess I'm going to go Rolf the dog.
Okay. Whoa, good choice. That's a good choice.
Because he was like, he could like he understood English, but he couldn't speak it. Or could he? Could he talk, Rolf the dog?
I can't even think of what his voice would be.
So I think he could actually. I was thinking at first that he didn't talk and he just kind of like nodded along, but I think he ends up talking, which is weird because he like is a dog and they refer to him as a dog. Whereas they're not like, well, I guess they do call Kermit a frog. That would be weird if like it was like a Pluto situation and he just barks.
Oh my God, he plays the piano. I can't believe I overlooked him.
Yeah, I gotta go Rolf. He's chill too. He's like almost he's a G. In the forest. Yeah, he's got that voice that guy who does... Whoever
Everyone's
does,
impressed.
Yeah, that's Frank Oz, I think. I don't know. Because whoever does that voice does every voice in Disney.
You could be the voice of a Muppet tomorrow.
Hey. Give me these voice auditions.
Excuse me, Mr. Jim Henson.
Manager guy, get me my fucking voice auditions.
You tell him.
I could do it in a second. But no, whoever does that voice does like in Robin Hood, the guy that like shoots the bow and arrow. I mean, that voice is like in everything. You hear that voice and you're like, oh, that guy's in a million things. Is that Frank Oz that does that? Because Frank Oz does all the other ones. I know that. He does Yoda. He does.
We'll find out. We'll find out right now.
A million things.
Ask and you shall receive.
I just want to know who does. I'm like high now and I want to. Because that guy's in fucking everything. I bet if you click his name, it's like he voiced.
Who did the voice for Rolf the dog? People ask as the first question under there. Yeah.
What does it say? A couple. Is that just Jim Henson?
I'm sorry. There's three different people. Which
one
is it?
Well, it's like easy. It's probably after Jim Henson died. It was the other guy. But Jim Henson, I guess it's Jim Henson's voice.
Can I tell you what I wanted to do?
What?
Tour Jim Henson's studios.
I think you can do that, yeah? Why don't they have like a Jim Henson?
They have a Jim Henson studios and I don't remember what street it's on, but when you pass, there's like a bridge and there's like a Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
It's very inviting.
And then, so what if you met Jim Henson, like you were alive when he was alive?
I think
he was like, Sarah,
I think
let's
Jim Henson and I would have a special connection.
But does it
get is to, that weird?
I think you would too, but does it get to be a little much? Like you're at home, you're trying to watch like Survivor, and Jim Henson's like, you know, got a puppet over here. There's puppets hanging from the ceiling.
If I'm stoned, I like it. I'm like, yay, put out the puppets, Jim. You're so fun.
So you could just lose yourself in puppet world?
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Dude.
I'd be like, all right, enough with the, keep the work at work, Jim.
Jim, enough's enough. I know this like rich kid who I was a nanny for a long time. And one of the kids that I nannied's friends had his bar mitzvah at Jim Henson Studios.
Wow.
And I've been chasing that dragon. What I've been over wild. Here like, I wish I could.
I'm going to become a man by going to Jim Henson's Muppet Studio.
That's wild. A
little Arrested Development happening there.
Yeah. Same. Same. I'm like, the Swedish Chef brings me pure joy. I don't know.
No, that's nice. That's nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
From butt plugs to the Swedish Chef.
Yeah, you went.
Yeah, we did the episode a little backwards today, right? We ended.
Yeah, you're like.
We're wholesome. We cleaned it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It should go like fucking.
Should we edit it?
Interstellar. What's it called? Or what, Inception. It goes backwards.
Yeah, we did do it backwards.
I always said that I want to do a podcast like that where we just do topics backwards. So it like.
Well, we just
folds
did.
It on itself. No, I know. I mean, in terms of. We did it in terms of like. Dirty to clean, I guess you could say, but
yeah, we did an ombre.
Now, what if you get a Muppet butt plug?
Too far.
Sorry, tried to bring it all.
And then too far.
It just looks like Miss Piggy's nose is trying
yes.
to.
Yes.
No. Okay. If Instead I had to get a butt plug, pull up the Muppets, please. If I had to get a Muppet plug,
what if it's a Snuffleupagus snout?
No, that feels visceral.
What if it's got just like a Kermit the Frog face?
If it has Statler or Waldorf's face on it?
Well, you'd want one or the other. I don't think you'd want both.
Both of them on the end of a butt plug.
You gotta get a Gonzo one.
Yeah, I think Gonzo's the only answer here.
Gonzo is a butt plug.
Gonzo.
Yeah.
Done. Dude. Well, that's a pod. And that's a pod. That's our episode.
You said Gonzo done. Gonzo means like poop porn, doesn't it?
What?
Gonzo? Isn't it Gonzo like
I know like Gonzo journalism is like super like extreme and weird.
Right, but like Gonzo porn is also the same. Right,
now we're getting into new genres, new porn genres.
But why? I guess they would just name him that because he's wild and wacky, but the definition of...
What is Gonzo porn? Gonzo porn videos will make you feel like the hot action.
I don't know about that.
That's what it said.
Yeah, hot action meaning like shit probably or something.
Okay. It says, though common...
evidently, according to Urban Dictionary, there's people out there calling penises gonzo.
Which makes sense.
Well, if one is curly, I would say, yeah. Curvy?
I've seen lots of dicks that look like Gonzo. I remember I had...
Did they curve down like that?
I had a boyfriend who was wearing like similar color. Like his underwear was the same color as Gonzo's skin. And I looked at his dick. Yeah, blue. And I looked at his dick and I'm like, that shit looks exactly like I've never seen...
Were you tripping and you're like, I see Gonzo's face.
I see Gonzo's face in your boxers.
And your dick is his nose.
Yeah.
Wild.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's our episode. What a fun episode. We covered a lot of stuff.
Covered a lot of ground.
What do you want to promote?
Oh my Lord, I forgot promoting. I don't know when this comes out, but I'm going to be in Poughkeepsie
Wednesday.
June 1st.
Wednesday.
Perfect. I'm going to be at Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie June 1st and then Saratoga Springs, New York, June 2nd and 3rd at the Comedy Works.
Hell yeah. There.
And the Josh Potter Show also came out today and comes out every Wednesday. So go look at that at YouTube.
Yeah, go look up. Go see Josh live. He's one of the funniest comics to watch and
Thank
one of my
you.
Favorite people. So go support him and subscribe to the Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to my other podcast, This Bitch. We just dropped merch for This Bitch. Go check that out as well. And I'm coming to Chandler, Arizona. Mic drop with Kim Congdon June 23rd and June 24th. And more dates on my Instagram @PrincessShank, and we'll see you next week. Bye.